every woman, whatever man needs a good woman. No, he don't. He need Christ. Yes, it's he. Amen. Then he'll treat you right. But a headless horseman can't show nobody nothing because he don't know where he's going because he don't have no head. But see, when you a Jezebel, you don't want him to have Christ because I want him to worship me. So I got my yoga pants pulled up with no drawers on, walking through the store with my pubic hairs and vaginal imprint showing. And the yoga pants go up the crack of my butt, walking down the aisle of the Walmart, looking like some kind of a stank woman. Because I want him to worship my butt and my vaginal crevice and my pubic hairs and my breasts hanging out with my tattoos in his face. Here, take this instead of the Lord. You want this stinking mess above the Lord? You didn't even have no sense to put on a pair of drawers. That's how pitiful it is. Or some old rope cut up your butt. Like a hangman. What, you a hangman or something? Go in Walmart, is row upon row of hangman's nooses. In the women's lingerie section, just hangman nooses everywhere. I feel like putting on a black hood and getting on the top of a gallows up in Walmart. It's hanging day at the prison. Go get yourself a pair of drawers, fool. What, you crazy or something? You done let these homosexual sodomites design your clothes, got you dressing like a post-operative transvestite, and telling you a woman. A sodomite, a homosexual man, telling you how to dress as a woman, knowing better than you. I'm having a wedding and the sodomite is doing all of my wedding planning for me. Telling you, girl, that color there is not you. A man talking to you, and what you need to do is just, it's your hair. What I had in mind for your hair is somebody need to go in there and slap everybody in the place. If I'm a woman, I won't let a sodomite tell me anything. What does he know about being a woman? All those expectations he has are not feminine. A woman don't act like that. A woman don't talk like that, walk like that. Caitlyn Jenner, he don't act nothing like a woman. He like some kind of a nut. Look, y'all, think about this. Think about this logically. We're out here in a bunch of crazy, whacked out, weird, freaked out folks. And we're trying to understand and accommodate them. I might as well just get with Christ and fire from the hip with everything I got. Everybody crazy anyway. I'm going to tell you anything I want to because you're crazy anyway. What do I have to lose? I'm not trying to understand you. I'm all sale and no buy in this environment because you crazy. I'm here to speak truth to power. I'm here to tell you how it's going to be. I'm not taking input. The church has to establish a beachhead, a base camp, and we speak truth to power. We're here to tell you how it is. This is the way, and you better walk in it. That's how it's got to go down now, because the world university is insane. What are you trying to get input from them for? Well, what do you think about it? I know you just got out of the asylum. I know you just got your straitjacket taken off last night. So what do you think we should do? I know you're on Ritalin and Prozac and all that, but what's your input here? Why would you ask them? The whole world lies in the wicked one. The whole world lies in darkness. They don't know the front door from the back door. They have no idea what's going on. We might as well just sanctify the church and come through here. And if you want to be saved, you have to come over here because we're not coming over there. Amen. That's what's wrong. We got this. See how the devil preaches tolerance, diversity, accommodate everyone, inclusiveness. Everybody has an idea that's valid. Let's listen to everyone because everybody doesn't know it. Some people are crazy.
That's right.
Why would you downgrade what you know trying to understand somebody else? People call me all week long talking about what somebody said or what I think. I said, why would you listen to that nut? Did you hear what TDJ? Why would you listen to TDJ? Why would you listen to him? I don't even want to analyze it. It has no bearing on Christ. Because your answer is in the inner man. It's nothing worse than to be somewhere with somebody else that you don't have the goods yourself. What gives it for me to be with my wife? She got the goods, and I'm trying to look like I got the goods hanging with her. When Jesus come back, guess what's going to happen? She going to go. He going to leave me. Because here I am trying to look like I got it, and I don't. He going to come through and identify with who he really knows, take her, two in a bed, one taken, the other left. Because I was too silly to take what I've been told seriously. I thought it was just play. Price just another joker talking. He's just another boob guy. I make fun of all guys. One thing you'll always hear with the Jezebel spirits, a cackling laugh. That's the giveaway that is there. It always laughs at everything. It'll laugh at Jesus. Laugh at him like he's a boy, a clown. Because it can't afford to get serious, because to get serious is to identify I'm going to hell. So it tries to laugh. It wants to eat, drink, and be merry and not take anything seriously in order to keep the person's mind away from impending disaster. Every time God is after an answer, he seeks out an organic answer. Notice the Bible. The same way the feminine rebellion led people into the demise of the human race, God came back to women and uses them as a channel to save the human race. When he needed an answer in the days of Egypt, when they were bound, he went and got Moses' mother, and she birthed a deliverer. When he needed a prophet, he needed Samuel, he went and got Hannah, and she birthed a deliverer. Sarah birthed Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob. And then Jesus came through Mary as the seed of the woman that would destroy the head of the serpent. That's what we got going on now. We got a gestating Jesus inside of us. God is looking to actually grow him out of us at our expense. We got to relinquish control. We got to let go. See, the very focus of your life has to stop being my life, my career, my future, my 401k, my retirement, my plans, my pursuits, my inclinations, my likes, my dislikes. What about Christ? What about Christ? Everybody's focusing on the outside, wanting to look a certain way and come across dynamic or intellectual or whatever they're trying to be, scholarly or know some stuff. But what about Christ? We got everything but the life of God on display. Life is what these people need. They're dead people. You think the Walking Dead show is, it's the devil making fun of the population.
It is. Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He knows, I got y'all dead because the life of God is not permeating you. So I make a show called The Walking Dead and make it one of the biggest shows on TV as you watch yourself walk around as a dead person, a corpse walking. That's the people universal on this planet. They're the walking dead. And the only thing to bring them back to life is Christ in us. But he can't reach them if we got a soul that's not corresponding to his lifetime. You can't get a spiritual, self-denied, eternal spirit coming through you when you're full of self, sodomy, and freakism. Everything the devil's done historically has been designed to make us into freaks. Grace Jones told you to roll up to my bumper, baby, in your long black limousine. You on the dance floor with somebody rolling up to your bumper. That's about a woman being sodomized.
That's right.
Sheik told you to freak out. Rick James called you a super freak. Now you get down to the base level of a Nicki Minaj telling girls to perform oral sex with on guy. And just say it raw in the music. Just tell them to just do all kinds of dirty. Trina just nasty, filthy. We've got to the most debased, depraved level of humanity. When you see women use the F word with no conscience and they talk that nasty, we're at the last stages of the corruption of the human race. When even the women, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, becomes this depraved. Beyonce said, I'm in the floor of the back floor of the limousine having oral sex with this bum she's married to. And sing a song about it and on her knees in the back of the limousine performing oral sex on this nasty, depraved, crack-pushing bum. And you're a star. We got nothing to lose. What in the devil you hanging on to? On a dying planet hanging on to something. Man, we might as well sell the farm, get full of the Holy Ghost, and go for broke. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. If you're around the nation and God has called you here, get here. But don't come joining no Kiwanis Club or no Busy Bee Club or Sewing Circle. This is hellfire over here, man. You're going to step into the middle of an inferno. Don't you know that this sits right in the middle of the sodomite capital of the nation?
Yes.
They're going to be at the front door as soon as we open it, picketing outside, yelling at us, mad because God has a platform on display.
Yeah.
See, if you got confirming signs of wonders and cripples are being healed and blind eyes are opening and cancer is being destroyed, and they can't stop it, the only thing they can do. If Emmanuel is actually manifesting Christ, and I can't stop the manifestation of Christ, it's only one choice I got. I got to kill that vessel. I got to kill her. And they're going to rise up in the vicious anger of, with murder in their eyes like they did Stephen. Kill him. Not listen to him. They stop their ears first. Remember, they stop their ears and stone the boy to death. Eliminate the life. See, it's not about Stephen. It's about the life that's permeating him. How does boy go from deacon one day to a man of God producing power on the street? What did Stephen do to get this kind of power? We just made you a deacon a minute ago, man. Next thing I know, you're on the street with miracles following you. The same Philip that was a deacon is on the street with miracles following him. What was the normal progression in the church of that day that got those young boys from being born again and deacons on Saturday? And a few months later, they're on the street with demonstrated power. What were they taught in church? What did the disciples tell them? I can tell you what they did. Those boys stayed in prayer. Say every day, we're going to prayer meeting here at the ministry, Stephen, at 8 o'clock every night. You be here, boy. You be here on time. You get your notebook. You get your stuff. You get your study material. You're going to sit down in front of these disciples. We're going to train you and teach you the disciplines of God. You fast 2 days a week, boy. You get yourself for real. You get tight with this thing. We're going to forge you into an excellent fighting man. That tells me Stephen had the discipline to say, you know what? I'm going to get this thing. I'm looking at these disciples before me. They got power. That's the normative for me. I need to have that kind of power. Now I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do to get that power. That's why we need a dunamis. It's called a power tabernacle. We're here to produce vessels of power. Not looking around, not folks double thinking and hopeless and scared and shaking in their boots. You should be able to walk in any environment as bold as a lion and let folks know Christ is now here. In the presence of me, I have brought Christ into the arena. And watch the environment all by itself succumb to you. Not because of you being somebody, but Christ in you. Those demons are going to know when they're dealing with Christ and not you. They're not stupid. The demon's going to assess one thing about you. The Bible says that people thought that they had been with Jesus. You can't stay around Jesus all day and come out the same. You want to get hyped up? Just feed on Jesus all week long. Man, that thing will be in you. It'll be bubbling up in you, man. That thing will be turning over inside of you. You'll be looking for somebody to talk to. I wish somebody would say something in that line. You'll be in Walmart just sitting on... I want to go. You can feel that thing in your stomach.
Woo, glory.
I wish somebody said, I wish you just say, you better not say nothing to me. And the lady check, I said, may I help you? I'm glad you asked me. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something right now. Because you said no green, you about to have.
Glory.
I wish some would jump off of me. I wish some. You looking around there where you go, always sitting around. I wish somebody would. I'm looking around. I wish somebody a demon possessed was up in here somewhere. Find a devil to cast out somewhere. Where do the devils hang out in this town? Let me go down here to the Skid Row or something. I got to cast out some devils or something. I got to do something. See, that's why God wants you. See, we think God wants you. Well, you're supposed to be passive and, you know, you're better seen than not heard. No, man. You tell God, look here, God. Somebody better do something. Somebody better do something. I'm about to explode. You want that thing welling up at you so bad that you don't know whether to run or explode, or you don't know, what to do. But see, you keep feeding this life in you. Guess what'll happen? It's gonna stir up. It's gonna be generating. You're gonna feel that thing turn over. And you know what you do after you get it running full tilt? You go deeper. I'm going deeper. This ain't good enough, God. Okay, I healed a man. A blind man had eyes open. Somebody dead got up. This ain't nothing. This is pretty weak. You're pretty weak, God.
Jesus.
want you to do something more than this. This is weak.
Hallelujah.
Care about no dead man being raised, no blind eyes open. There's 7.4 billion souls down here. Man, I need to be in Africa. I need to be in Taiwan. I need to be in the Philippines. What are we doing sitting here? Christ, the Son of God, the only God that there is, the Son of God, he's in me, and I'm sitting around somewhere eating Fritos looking at a movie. Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Laid back and calm and cool. Who in the world is that calm and cool in this kind of thing? How could you forsake such a great salvation, man? God is exuberant in the Bible. He's excited in the Bible. And here we are, docile and laid back, cool, catting it around. Well, if he does, he does. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. You know, the Lord will move when he gets ready. No, he won't. The Lord going to move when you seek him. You think he don't want to save these folk? Clint Dennis says, I've shook the hands of folk that have gone to hell because of me. I should have been ready to save them. And here I am thinking about what happened on the latest movie last night, the last episode of Scandal. And I let a man go to hell because I watched Scandal last night. I let him go to hell thinking about my stinking problems. Some silly kid at my house. And I let that man drop into hell. He was going to die Thursday. I met him Tuesday. Could have saved him. I let him go to hell thinking about me. You got to get blood off your hands. When you're born again, you're born with blood on your hands. You got to preach that blood off of you, man. You got to save folks to get that blood off of you. You've been given an allotted group of people to save, but your own stinking problems are choking off Christ, the cares of this world. Choke him off, and he becomes unfruitful. Everything in the Bible is organic. He got to grow. He got to gestate. He got to permeate. He got to break forth. And just like these boys right here, that boy laying in her lap. That boy's still growing. He grew in a womb, but he's still growing. He still got to be fed. He still got to be nourished. He ain't at full stature yet. Christ is gestating right on through the process. He still got to eat every day. Boy could be full grown. He still got to eat. He still got to drink. He still got to be sustained. How do we get born again and let Christ just wither up and die? When a physical boy, she keeps sustaining him, but not Christ. Mary walking through the streets of Jerusalem with little Jesus, holding him by the hand. Gonna take him home and feed him tonight. This is God. She holding the hands of God walking through the street, little boy. Come on, Jesus. God. Didn't have no earthly daddy. Where'd he even come from? This an alien. This an extraterrestrial done come down here. She got him by the hand. Come on, Jesus. Come on. The boy get 12 years old going teaching in the temple. Say, where were you? I gotta be about my father's business. I'm growing up. I'm headed toward manifestation. 30 years old, he severed all ties. He wanted to present himself to be baptized in the Jordan River. John the Baptist said, hey, look, not me, Lord. No, I need to be baptized of you. He said, look, man, I need the Holy Ghost. Fulfill all right. I got to get the Holy Ghost because I'm not going to be productive. I can't be effective without the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost baptism comes. It's on and popping then. But first, I got to go be tested of the devil. Be refined under the refining fire of the devil. Now, when I come back, I was driven into the wilderness. But I'm coming back. And the power of the Spirit. When I get back. I used to fight people when you were growing up. You told them, you be here when I get back. That's what you tell the devil. The devil accosted you. You say, all right, devil, I see right now in this particular circumstance, I'm not strong enough to overcome you. I see right now I don't have enough prayer power. I have enough energy. I'm not permeated with enough power. But I'm going to tell you what you do, devil. You wait right here. And you be here when I get back. That's when you go away under sanctification and prayer.
Yes.
Then you go devil hunting.
Yes.
Yeah. Now.
Yes.
Now, let's go. You got me last time. I got mad. I was crying like a little baby last time. You said some stuff to hurt me to my heart. But not this time, buddy, because now I got what? I got a shield of faith now.
Yes, Lord.
I got a sword of the Spirit now. This ain't play. I ain't saying this stuff to entertain nobody. You got to go do this for you. If not, you're going to be damned. This ain't no entertainment factory. This ain't nothing to be playing with. Man, if you don't let this happen to you, you'll be on the outside looking in, only knowing about it. But who's going to pay the real price? Who's going to really go through the process of gestating Jesus? this ain't in church. See how religion don't even talk about this? You won't go to the mega fest and hear this. Creflo talked about how to get money this morning. Joel Osteen was smiling, talking about how happy-go-lucky you are in having your life made into a lovely oasis of God with lilies and tulips all around the place. You see how everything but Christ is being preached and being lifted up? He's in you. See, the devil distracting away from the development of Christ in you. He wants you caught up in all this other stuff when the answer is at home with your plate turned over. Back in the shadow with nobody around. Back in the old closet, down in the basement, in the corner, crying and yelling to God all by yourself. Notice how when you begin to seek Christ by yourself individually, notice how the atmosphere begins to reverberate around you. Folks start acting crazy because the spirits in them are getting worked up. That's why your husband acting crazy now, because you begin to seek Christ. You set your face like a flint to seek Christ. Now the guy coming home with an attitude. Look at what you got an attitude about? Oh, shut up. I don't want to talk to nobody. Just go on back in the room, so don't talk to me. Okay, devil, go back. Okay. No problem, devil. I'm going back in the room. That's what I was going to do anyway. That's my prayer time anyway. I'm glad you said that, devil. You got to tell him that, but that's what you think. I'm like, oh, okay, I got the devil. Now, you see, when you see the devil getting shaken, get starting that mess, you know you in the house.
Oh, yeah.
So now you say, oh, okay. You take everything. You just let it go off your back like water off a duck's back because, hey, you causing havoc in the spirit world. What you got to understand is this. When you begin to see Christ and you begin to actually well up that fountain inside of yourself, you begin to tap into that gold mine. See, the spirit world begins to reverberate. Daniel chapter 10, you see that angel was dispatched the first day he prayed. Yes. Day one, the angel was dispatched. It took 21 days to get from heaven to earth to get to Daniel with the answer. Because he encountered forces. When you begin to pray, heaven moves that day. The soldier opened your mouth, the heavens move, and God dispatches an answer. But now, you got to stay down and stay disciplined until the answer manifests itself. If you're seeking to become a son and you don't see the power, don't get frustrated and say it ain't working. I'm gonna stay right there. I get the power. Look, I'm going to tell you what, God. You're going to come on me, and you're going to demonstrate through me. I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace to attain a help that I need in a time of need. I need help now. Because I'm in a dire situation, in a dark situation. You got to answer me because we are in a dire strait here. This is hell come to earth. Somebody got to be just totally committed to praying through. Back in the day in church, these old folk would tell you, child, you got to pray through. Don't just say prayers. You got to stay down in prayer until you pray through. Yes. It's a lot of mornings, 3 o'clock in the morning. I hear my wife over there just praying and praying and praying and praying. I'd be half dead, sleep, you know. She'd be steady praying, steady binding the devil, steady cursing the devil, praying warfare prayers, praying in tongues all night long. I wake up in the morning. I pick it up in the morning when I wake up. From 7 o'clock into 4 o'clock, that's what I do all day. In a closet, on the jaw, by myself. Called the devil, man. He's always doing something. Mm-hmm. I used to stay up all night with the devil. I tell my wife, I'm going to stay up all night with the devil tonight. Because after midnight, that's the bewitching hour. That's when he comes out. I'm going to sit up with him. I'm going to ride with the devil tonight. I'm going to ride or die with the devil tonight. Me and the devil are going to hang out. Somebody got to be able to meet him and greet him.
That's right.
Don't leave the devil up at night alone.
Yeah.
Stay up at night with the devil. Pour some cold water on your head and say, walk around the devil all night. Devil, I'm here to talk to you. I'm here to bind you.
Yes.
I'm here to curse you. I'm here to thwart you.
Yes.
You want to kill some folk? Now I'm here to step in and intervene and prevent it. Just plaguing the devil, dogging the devil, hounding the devil. That's how you got to be, man. You got to hound the devil. You got to become a devil hunter, not running from this dog. If anybody's going to, you see, God, what God will do, he'll begin to use you. When I first got saved, I was like somebody that was ate up with this. I went to Chanute, Illinois in the Air Force Base, locked up in a room 40 days. And boy, when I came out that room, I was like somebody that was zoned out. I wouldn't tell anybody anything. I went down to Southern Illinois. No, I went down to where the University of Illinois was, at this little church in Illinois. And it was Champaign, Illinois. That's the town that the University of Illinois is in. Went to a little church. I was in on Sunday. Nice little old church. It was a Pentecostal church. I went there one Sunday, went back another Sunday, me and a friend of mine. That third Sunday, I went to the preacher. I said, "Preacher, I had been saved a month and a half or something like that, 2 months. I said, I need the church for 3 days. I need to run a revival here." So I thought I was gone. You see, I was so zoned out, I didn't even know, you know what I'm saying? You know what the guy said? "What days you need, son?" I said, "I'll take next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I need 3 days." I didn't know I was gone, man. I was gone. I can remember the message I preached. The first day, the devil. The second day, you. The third day, the Holy Ghost. I almost tore that place up. Folk man baptized in the Holy Ghost, talking in tongues. That place was on fire. I just knew a few scriptures. I didn't even know. I was gone. Gone. When I came back to Atlanta, I hit Atlanta, came back to Atlanta, went to a little Baptist church. Had a Bible study in the basement, about 20 or 30 people in there. I went into the Bible study. Listened to the Bible study. The lady was teaching it. At the end of the Bible, she said, "Young man, would you like to close the Bible study in prayer?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'll close it up." My voice was about like that too. "Yes, ma'am, I'll close it up for sure." I started praying in that place. I looked to the right of me, a girl that hit the floor, bam, like a sack of bricks. Little girl, about 7 years old, I lay hands on her to pray for her. The girl fell on the floor talking in tongues. Her granddaddy rushed in. "What have you done to my granddaughter?" I said, "Sir, I ain't got no idea." I was gone, gone. You can go away, see. You can go away and never come back. But you got to go out there and stay there. The same thing it took to get this power is the same thing it takes to keep it. And I ain't never backed off of this, man. I'm standing right here today because I know this thing is real. You can't talk to me, man. I done seen this thing work. I done seen the power of God in manifestation. We done seen demons cast out. We done seen folk healed and delivered from all kinds of filthy gutter rot. And in our generation, guess what? The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former house. Acts is a joke. The book of Acts is a joke. That's God just fooling around a little bit. You wait till he comes this time. God likes an environment like this one. Sodomites marching through, boldly proclaiming in your face, telling you anything. Oprah knows, Whoopi Goldberg knows, everybody knows but God. God's a clown. He loves that. Because guess what he's doing? He baiting it. He baiting that joke in. See, if God don't flow through the church, he baiting the devil up close. He getting them in. Because the trap is right here, see. So he using you here. "Hey, come closer. Hey, he just backing you up. The devil looking like, I got him. I pinned him against the wall." No, look closer, look closer. Little closer. Little closer. Just one more step. And boy, when he put his foot in that trap and God pulled that lever, we got that joke. We got that joke. He's baiting him into his own demise. The devil thought he was crucifying Jesus. The Bible says, Jesus said, "No man takes my life." God gave me power to lay my life down. And he gives me power to take it back up again. You don't kill. You can't kill me. I'm being crucified in power and I'm getting back up in more power. The devil made a mistake. You know the mistake he made? He replicated Christ through crucifixion.
Glory to God.
Because he's now in us. He didn't know what he was doing. It was like you take a pregnant spider and crush it. And guess what scurries out of that spider? All them little spiders. You kill the spider. But guess what happened? He was housing all them babies. That's what he didn't understand. The crushing of Christ birthed me. He went to the cross with Ashley on his mind, with Emmanuel on his mind, with Barbara on his mind. He was thinking about them. Because I know when I'm crushed and I die out of my loins, I'm going to raise up millions, billions are going to come out of me, man. And the devil thought he was getting over. He was happy, gleeful. But you just don't know. You've made a bad mistake. Now he switched his plan up to, I got to stop the replication of y'all. I got to stop y'all. So he's trying to build up this billowing world empire that you're just caught up in, mesmerized by. So it's going to take a strong individual to say, not me. I don't want nothing from you. I don't want your promotion. I don't want your money. I don't want nothing from you. I don't want your whores. I don't want your whoremongers.
Amen.
Christ. Yes. That's it, man. I'm going to set my mind like a flint. And I'm not going to cease until Christ is formed in me. And I'm going to see this thing happen in my life. It's got to be a gestation of Christ brought to birth so that he can manifest out of you. God is after manifested sons. You see all the stuff down here, all the anarchy? It's only in anarchy because the church is causing the world to tribulate. The Bible says it's convulsing, anticipating the manifestation of the sons of God. That's why it's like it is. That's why the presidential election is so chaotic. That's why everything looks so crazy, excuse me, because the church is on the edge of manifestation. Now we got one thing we got to do. That's why they told the lady, they told you on the labor table when you was having the baby. The doctor said the baby's crowning. Girl, you got to push.
Yes.
The baby's crowning.
Glory, glory.
All those contractions, you dilated, you're sitting there, man, and the baby right there crowning. It's time to push. It hurt bad, though. And you got to, you going to stay like this forever?
You want that baby out.
Here, shoot something in his spine. Give him that look. What is that thing?
Epidural.
Give him an epidural. Let me shoot you in your spine. Here, we're dead in the pain. Now push. You won't even feel it when you're pushing now because your spine has been shot up with that junk and now you got this epidural, so the pain gone. Now push. Push.
Yes.
Pray until something happens. We ain't after prayer. We have to answer the prayer. I got to see something happen. He says, when Zion travails, sons and daughters will be born. We got to stay in this thing, man, until something really happens. I'm not satisfied with a theoretical God. I want to see God make some stuff, move some stuff, shake some stuff up. You're designing solar systems and moons and galaxies and stuff. You mean to tell me you're going to sit there and let this just decay? No, man. All we got to do is keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on seeking. Gestating Christ. I mean, cut off everything and feed Christ. I spend my days bathing my soul in messages. I've been reading this book, Lucifer's Children, bathing my soul in that. Just letting this thing just kind of marinate in your system. Let it just kind of bathe you, man, the information, the word of God. And then you put on a little praise and worship and marinate in that praise and worship. Till you're making an atmosphere that's conducive to the manifestation of Christ in you. God abides and lives in the praises of his people. You want to marinate your soul. You don't want all this stuff in your soul, music and foolishness and chaos and people's words that are crazy. Some folk are crazy. You don't even need to engage their minds. What they're talking about is so far-fetched and so crazy. Eliminate that junk from your world. And just let your mind just marinate in Christ. You'll wake up in the morning, praise and worship will cut on in your mind all by itself. And just marinating in it. That's because you're walking in the spirit. You just don't know it. Because the other contaminated forces have been pushed out. And you got one thing in you, Christ. And you just keep on. And you don't know it, but he's growing. He's gestating. And one day, sooner or later, when you least expect it, you're going to get manifestation. But don't get drawn into the manifestation. Don't even get caught up in the gifts of God and the power of God and the things God can do. Just keep marinating in Christ. And everything will take on its own life. Things will just happen. Demons will be cast out. Healing will take place. Supernatural occurrences all around you. But you never turn toward them because you can idolize even what God does. Because what he does is in time and space. You don't want to be drawn into it. Just become a vessel fit for the master to use at his discretion. The devil is terrified of a message like this. It doesn't seem like it's doing anything. He's scared to death of this because he does not anticipate religious people becoming folks that go on an inner journey. It's not an external journey. It's an internal journey. You're looking for Christ in your spirit, man. That's where he's housed. If you've been born again, that's conception. He's in there. But now you grow him to full stature and he'll permeate every fiber of your being and finally he'll have to come out. It's gestation, the growth of another entity that must grow at your expense. It's time for gestating saints to bring Christ forth. Everything else in your life is of no importance whatsoever. My wife, she don't matter. My husband, it don't matter. My job, it don't matter. Christ. What about Christ? That's all that matters. Folks are going to hell right now. At 2:00 in the afternoon on Sunday evening, they're going to hell right now. April 17th, 2:00 p.m., somebody dropped into hell as I'm talking. And the only hope they have is you and me birthing this life out of us. Without us, the world is damned. And serious people, the Bible calls them sober. We need some serious folk now that will relentlessly pursue Christ without becoming religious, without becoming fanatical, without becoming a nutcase. I just want Christ to manifest himself. You won't be abnormal. You won't be strange. You won't be crazy. You won't have jaundiced eyes and all kind of buck-eyed looks in your face. You'll just be a normal person that manifests the Son of God where he's needed to do the work that is necessary. It's time to move into another paradigm. This is garbage we have right now. We got to change up the scope of what we're in. It's time to gestate Christ until he manifests as the Son of God. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the word of God. Take these words and quicken them to our hearts and bring Christ alive in all of us. Bring him to full stature. God, manifest your Son to do the works of God in these last dying days. This planet is going away because this planet is nothing but the housing of the residents of the church long enough to do a job. Once you've extracted the church, this planet immediately becomes afterbirth and is thrown away. It's used by you for your church to be formed in it and brought out of it. But after that, everything that's not the church becomes useless and it's just thrown away as afterbirth. You bought this whole world to get out of treasure, God. Jesus Christ is the only answer. Folks who hate you are bathed in an antichrist spirit given to them because they love the devil's world. Have mercy on their souls and save them. They don't even know they're walking in the spirit of antichrist. They hate a father, so therefore they hate the Father God. They hate male imagery, so therefore they hate the Son. This is the spirit of antichrist birthed in a sodomite nature. Young girls and boys bathed in pornography and all kinds of illicit, perverse pictures they see on these cell phones and the internet now have spirits of antichrist in them. They're perverted inside, so therefore they can't come to a holy God because of how nasty they made themselves. God delivered them from the filth of pornography to set their minds free and bring them back to sanity. They've been driven insane and don't even know it. I curse that insane spirit, that insane pornographic spirit. To be addicted to pornography, it makes you insane. There's something wrong with you to want to see butt-naked folks having sex. You're warped in your mind. You've been driven into perversion. You're freaked out. God, it's time to cut that thing. Bring them up out of it and set them free in Jesus' name. God, right now, we just dedicate this time to you. We ask you to do a new work, do a work in us, do a swift work, and bring us up alive in the image of Christ for these last end time moves to be made, not external to us, but through us. Use us to do the job for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's going to wrap it up for this week. Before we go, anybody here not saved? Anybody needing to be saved? We made the offer every week. Because folks can believe they're into something that they're really not. If you're not saved, we'll pray for you to receive the Lord as your personal Savior so that you will be saved. Because we're on a dying planet. It's damned. It's scheduled to be burned up. If you're not saved, damnation awaits you. Anybody here not saved, and you need to be saved, and you know you do, we'll pray for you if you come up here to receive the Lord as your personal Savior, that Christ can be conceived in you and come up into you, transforming you into another kind of a person. Everything wrong with the human race is the fact that Christ is not present in their spirit man. They're looking for something to fill that eternal void, and it can't be filled in the natural, so they keep wandering around like nomads looking for answers and validation. You got to be filled from the inside out. You got to be made whole from the inside out. The worst thing going down here is mental ascension. Well, I mentally ascended being saved, but I've never been born again. I hang around the saints, but I don't have it in me. The thirst, the zeal, the drive, the excitement inside, I don't have it. But I hang around figuring, I guess this is how it is, it's good enough. I don't have what they talk about, but I guess I'm all right. I guess I'll make it. No, you don't, because, hey, look, when you got this thing, it's in you. It's alive in you. This thing affects you all day and all night. You can't sleep some nights. You can't eat some days, because this life in you is a driving, flowing, ebbing type of a thing. If you don't have that, you haven't been born again. The word of God will affect you when you're born again. It will hit you in your spirit, man. You can feel it hit you. It'll feel like a knife going through you because you've been born again. And the life in you is absorbing that word of God because it lives off of that word of God. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That spirit in you, the nature of Christ in you, thrives off of the word of God. Don't kid yourself about being saved by way of live stream. If you're not saved, we'll pray a sinner's prayer with you, asking God to save your eternal soul from damnation. Don't mentally ascend to being saved. Don't kid yourself about being saved and end up lost because you're embarrassed about being lost. What am I going to sit around the saints embarrassed about being lost for, and I'm the one that's damned? I want to make sure I make it. Forget what people think about me. I got to be saved. That's how you got to come in here. Everybody joining me with this prayer. If you're praying by web live stream, stand up where you are and pray this prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior, acknowledging my need for Him. This world is not my home. I want to turn away and repent from everything down here that has delayed the formation of Christ in me. Conception, gestation, manifestation. God, save me. Fill me. Change me. Transform me. Take me to another place. Away from this place. I'll give you the praise, God. I'll give you the honor. Lift me to another place in life. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Before we go, anybody needing anything they need to be prayed for? Anybody got any special request to pray for before we go? If you know you got something that's plaguing you, something that's bothering you, just come up here, Chris. You know it's something that's got you. Somebody watch the baby for Chris. Because we're at a day now, we don't have time to be fooling around with this. We don't. We're going to pray about whatever you need, Chris. Have the baby been dedicated yet? We're going to dedicate the baby too while we got him. But I'm going to take care of you first. What you got, Chris?
Well, his mom, and it's been a constant headbutting with each other. She's not saved, and reaping what I've sowed. I get into a relationship with her and having a child. I've been trying in the flesh to be patient, trying in the flesh to, I don't know. I'm just kind of just lost in what to do, because I was arrested for battery because it got so bad. I kind of lost it, and she wouldn't leave me alone, and I lost it. And then he was just arrested because she lost him. She wouldn't, so this is kind of like, obviously it can't continue. We're both not on the same path, and that's not evident. So I just need everybody's help and prayer.
All right, let me get 5 or 6 guys up here. As we stand with Chris, all the guys here together. Because this thing is all about standing with the brethren. Hey, I mean, if you're a man enough to confess, hey, I went out there outside the will of God and did something that was not valid, and I'm reaping the benefits or the curses of it, then we're able to stand before God and ask God to remedy these situations and to do something about it. The Bible says you confess your faults, he's faithful just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for my brother Chris, God. Everything the devil meant for bad, we reverse it and make it good. God, turn this thing around. In Jesus' name, these demonic elements that are manifesting through his wife and his environment that's trying to destroy him, the devil came to destroy him. The devil comes to destroy his son. But God, right now, in Jesus' name, we're calling upon the power of the Holy Ghost to go and seek and destroy the yokes of bondage trying to destroy his life. In Jesus' name, God, reverse the curse. Reverse the devil's plan. Repair the breaches that have been torn down in his life.
In the name of Jesus,
I curse all vestiges of the sodomite spirit.
Yes, Lord.
The homosexual spirit, the effeminate spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Everything trying to accost him.
In the name of Jesus.
Witchcraft.
Yes, Lord.
I curse that thing right now. The power of a witch to try to control his soul and his mind. I curse that witchcraft. And I lift that witchcraft off of him right now. Satan, hitherto you shall proceed no further in Jesus' name. God, let the Holy Ghost come upon him, bathe him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet with Holy Ghost power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name anoint him, baptize him in the Holy Ghost and power. In the name of Jesus, out of his belly, let a river of living water flow. Exhaustion, depression, hopelessness, fear, torment, guilt, shame, condemnation, lift off of him right now in Jesus' name.
In the name of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Life.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar.
In the name of the Lord.
The devil is a liar.
In the name of the Lord.
I curse you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. 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 Right now, God, we take authority over all demonic elements, all spiritual entities trying to thwart the progression of the church. Everything that's binding people to this world, fear has torment. In the name of Jesus, God, reverse this devil. Lift the devil out of people's souls and out of their minds and their hearts. Oppressive forces, people that are suppressing things in their souls. Some people don't walk in oppression, they walk in suppression. They push stuff down so it won't bother them. All kinds of things that have affected them in their lives and in their minds, they are suppressing it, trying to look like a good person, a decent person, a religious person, a happy person, suppressing all kinds of elements, capping those demons off inside of themselves. God, right now, lift that thing. Open the cover of that ephod and let that lead cover be pushed off of it. To expose the witchcraft, expose the sorcery, expose the manipulation, expose the control, expose the hurt, expose the molestation. Expose the fear. Expose all this suppressed stuff. Whoredoms in the soul. Whoremongering in the soul. Lust in the soul. Idolatry in the soul. God, lift the leaden ephah covering and let that witch be exposed in the name of Jesus. All witchcraft, all sorcery, all emulators, all spell casting, all divination, I come against you right now in Jesus' name. Every demon that came from a witch, if you came from a witch, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Somebody wanted your husband and a witch came and divined a spell. I command that thing to lift. Every witchcraft working devil, if you came by way of witchcraft, if you came by way of divination, if you came by way of spell casting, if you came by way of sorcery, I command you to go. You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. God just said you don't suffer a witch to live. Everywhere the vestiges of the witchcraft are existing, lift that thing. Witchcraft that came from psychological warfare. Somebody putting psychological power into somebody. Somebody divining on somebody's mind to oppress them, suppress them, obsess them, to bind them. Bound to people through witchcraft. God, lift that thing off of these people right now. Let the power of the Holy Ghost permeate everybody here and lift that thing in Jesus' name. Come on. Lift that thing in the name of Jesus. Anything that's saying I own you, you're my property, I curse that thing in the name of Jesus. And you will lift off of her in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shackles on her soul. Break those shackles right now. It's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by your spirit. Insanity. Break those shackles. Break those shackles. Break those shackles in Jesus' name. You won't suffer a witch to live. Don't suffer the witchcraft to live. Take it off of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, the gestation of Jesus. Bringing Jesus to full stature. All this stuff hanging us up. God, set us free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, somebody come stand with me as we dedicate Chris's little baby boy. Hallelujah. What's his full name, Chris?
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Matthew James Goggin.
Matthew James Goggin. Thank you. Right now, God, I lift up Matthew James Goggin before you, God, asking you to receive him. We can't get a baby saved. We can't do what Roman Catholics do, trying to save a baby in infant baptism. But God, we can dedicate him back to you like Hannah did with Samuel. Yes, and ask you to receive him back into your kingdom. Yes, as a bouncing young baby boy. Yes, to be a vessel of honor in your kingdom. God, we give him back to you. Yes, in Jesus' name. And we bless him and his mind and his soul. Make him fruitful. Make him wealthy and wise. Let him prosper in everything he does. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's going to wrap it up for today. Amen. 8 o'clock tonight, we're going to be praying at our house. Asking adults only, no kids, because we're going to be just laid out for about an hour. Pounding heaven. That God will raise up Dunamis Tabernacle. It's evident that, hey, we need a tabernacle whereby we have an atmosphere that we have a say-so over. Yes. That prayer can be billowing 24-7. Yes. That praise can be billowing 24-7. That some form of teaching, either by video or live preaching and teaching, is always going on. We need that thing to be alive. We don't need church buildings and church attendance. We need a living organism, because people are in dire need of life. So we're going to be praying about Dunamis Tabernacle today, praying that God send these guys in from around the globe to form up the basis of leadership. This thing ain't about domination. It's not about somebody trying to be a tough guy or be John Wayne or something like that. It's about servanthood that leads to leadership. You qualify to lead as a servant. You wash folk's feet. Yes. It ain't no grandiose, glamorous deal to be a pastor or an elder or something. That just means you carrying the feces out of the stalls.
Amen.
Jesus was born in a stable. He came as a suffering servant. And he told Peter, unless I can wash your feet, you can't be a part of this, man. You got to allow me to serve you. That's the ministry. A ministry is a servant. You wait tables. See, this is what's wrong. women trying to be leaders, do you want to wait more tables now? You want to wash more feet, more stank feet than anybody else? But see, it's been characterized as some kind of a glamorous leadership where I'm in charge. That ain't servanthood in the Bible. So we need men who have servants' hearts, who are looking to serve the body of Christ and be at the expense of everybody to make sure other people advance at our expense. That's leadership. That's leadership in the home. That's leadership in the church. Yes. Praying for God to loose these guys from jobs and stuff and bondage and chains and cords that bind us. Man, we need to get loose. Yes. Money answers all things. Yes. Finance Dunamis Tabernacle and the staff is paid and we're up and running. Because we know we have the finances and resources to pay these guys as they come in so their families can be tended to. God has to do that. People listening by live stream, you have to do that. As Clinton made evidently clear, you are responsible for this. If you partake of this ministry and you listen every week, you are responsible for this ministry going forth. And you are personally responsible and accountable before God if you eat from this to sustain this. Wherever you get your meal from, buddy, you are responsible for making sure that thing is sustained. Yes. And I make no apologies for it. You are personally accountable in the body of Christ to be a part of the body of Christ and participating in it. So tonight at our house, if you're coming by to pray at 8 o'clock, just make sure you let us know so we can give you the proper address, because our address is not showing up on the radar yet on GPS, but you can come to another address that'll put you right by our house and you'll be there. But 8 o'clock tonight, no kids, please, because we're going to be pounding heaven, and we don't want kids to just be around, you know, wrestling around and running around and sleepy and stuff. We just want to zone in into praying for an hour, hour and a half. We want to pound heaven. We want to get after this thing and see God do something. God has got to move, man. We can't stay like this. These people are dying. Something has to happen right now. So tonight, 8 o'clock, we'll, people by live stream, if you want to call in the live stream number, the phone number for prayer at 9 o'clock, we should still be in there praying. And you can join us at 9, or you can dial in at 8 o'clock, and I'll dial in at 8 o'clock when we start praying, and you'll be on the prayer line. You can hear people individually pray, because we'll pass the phone around for people who are praying here, and you can join us in prayer that way. And we'll even ask some of the people over the phone line to pray, because we'll be on speakerphone. We're going to pray. We're going to pray through. Amen. And we're going to keep praying until we get a breakthrough. So 8 o'clock tonight, at 8 o'clock, we'll be praying. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to kick off 7 nights a week praying. And then around I think it's the 10th of May, we're going on a fast until the time of the conference. So I think if you look at the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, that's exactly 14 days of prayer and fasting. So from the 10th through the 23rd, we'll be fasting for 14 days. So that gives you the 24th, 25th, and 26th, the 3 days leading up to the conference, to kind of settle back down from fasting and get your stomach and everything back right for travel to come into the conference. But the 10th through the 23rd of May, we'll be fasting for 2 weeks as a corporate body, anticipating an encounter with God. We're not having a conference to talk to each other. We're here to talk to God and have God meet us here and greet us here to do something. We got to have a paradigm shift. Something's got to change. We can't keep going to work every day in this pretending like it's all right. It's not all right. This is pathetic. So tonight, 8 o'clock prayer. If you're calling in over live stream, just dial in on the prayer line. That number's 641-715-3670, access code 409-367, and we'll have you on the prayer line at 8 o'clock when we're praying. Also remember, Dunamis Tabernacle, contribute. You know, we had about $7,000, like I said, come in through the mail last week. Man, 1,000 people listening, this thing should be up and running. If 1,000 people give $100, that's $100,000 a week. We'd be up and running. It's $800,000 to get the whole building up and operative. And then we're going to have to depend on the Atlanta area and God driving people this way for sustainability, and to let the staff that's teaching and the people that will be ministering there and the people that will be responsible for governing the grounds. Because it's got to be people that all the time to be paid and to be kept in a place of not having to just grovel around trying to get a few dollars. I came up in a church where the pastor wouldn't even pay the assistant ministers, and those guys lived in poverty while he had a brand new mansion on Peel Hill. And the guys that worked on the staff, just one guy had five or six kids living in abject poverty. One of my good friends. Now, and I always wonder, how could this guy talk about he's the senior pastor, keeping these guys poverty stricken while he glows in the dark and rides around as the big man? That's garbage, man. Everybody knows what a living wage should be and how what people need to live on a daily basis. And I'm not talking about living like a pauper and living in poverty, but you don't have to be living like King Midas either. There is a normal somewhere, and that's what we endeavor to plug into. So join us Wednesday night for Bible study. Join us tonight for prayer. We're going to see this thing begin to dial itself up now as we get close to the conference. We're going to begin to increase what we're doing, anticipating a move and visitation from the living God in these last days. God, thank you for this time. God, bless these as they go. Bless people by live stream. Keep us, God, in perfect peace because our mind is stayed on you. In Jesus' name. Make sure you stay attentive to everything around you. Don't get in any mess. Stay away from crazy folk. And for God's sake, whatever you do, stay out of the matrix.